So hello my friends, Devon Lennox here, Photography PX. In today's video, we will cover the main highlight features and do an overview of Fujifilm's X-T10. Initially released in the summer of 2015, the X-T10 is Fuji's more budget-friendly alternative to the pricier X-T1 aimed at hobbyist and prosumer photographers, and it delivers comparable image quality and performance in a smaller and more compact form factor. Fuji points this camera as a direct competitor to Sony's A6000. It houses the same 16.7 megapixel X-Trans2 CMOS sensor without an optical low-pass filter, the same setup as the X-T1. And like the X-T1, this camera also draws upon Fuji's long-standing history as a film stock company to deliver excellent image quality and color reproduction. And it also supplies the same continuous shooting speed of up to 8 frames per second, but only with a 10-shot buffer. Nevertheless, low light performance is quite good. Like the X-T1, it also features a native ISO range from ISO 200 to 6400 for noise-free images across its entire range. On the video front, this camera shoots 1080p, full HD video up to 60 frames per second. However, the video capabilities are somewhat limited and not as well executed as other recent Fujifilm cameras. For focus, it features a 49-point autofocusing system, 9 of which use phase detection, and it also obtains eye detection, which allows the camera to track either the closest or furthest eye as desired. For displays, it features a tilting rear screen and an electronic viewfinder, which rotates based on the camera's orientation, the same setup as the X-T1. Physically, the camera's layout delivers a solid configuration for the photographers this camera aims, and it offers a good selection of physical controls for immediate access to the most used parameters. Outside of that, it also features 11 film simulation modes, a built-in flash, a microphone input, and wireless connectivity. In the end, the X-T10 is a well-featured camera that will adequately meet the needs of beginning, hobbyist, or seasoned photographers alike. However, unlike the X-T1, it places less emphasis on video performance. Thus, it's best suited for those looking for a photography-centric camera. And while it's a lower-priced option in Fuji's range, it offers the same feature set across multiple markers of performance and quality as the higher-end X-T1. And in all, the X-T10 is an amazing little camera that fills a small void that's otherwise left vacant in today's lineup of digital cameras. So there you have it, my friends. There are the highlights and the overview of Fujifilm's X-T10. For more information on the X-T10 and other recent Fujifilm cameras, check out our website, photographypx.com. Go to our camera reviews page, then to the Fujifilm section, and there you will see a full detailed written review, as well as other reviews of cameras that may be of interest to you. I've been your host, Devon Lennox. We will see you in the next video. Thank you for watching today's video. I hope you found the contents of today's video insightful and it added value to you. If you're new here, please consider subscribing if you haven't done so already. Also, leave us a like and a comment in the description down below. Let us know if we overlooked something or we missed something that we covered in today's video. I've been your host, Devon Lennox. Photography.